Hey, it's G-Paw. The people who hire me ask me to help their teams make changes. Most of the time, my first step is to see how I can slash those teams' load. Here's a technique card from my seminar, Leading Technical Change. Slash load. More change, more productivity. To me, this is dreadfully obvious, but for a lot of folks seeking change, it comes as a completely shocking idea. The weirdest part, though, is that it not only improves our ability to change, it very often also increases our actual productivity to slash the load. Let's talk about the change effect of that first, then the productivity effect. In its most trivial formulation, it's as simple as this. To go from doing A to get to a place of doing B, we have to unlearn A and learn B. That takes time. If we don't have time, we can't afford to change. I know, right? This is so very not rocket science, you'd think it wouldn't even need a technique card. But it does, believe me. When we are operating at our full load, when I'm firing on all cylinders, when I'm dancing as fast as I can, to ask me to change what I am doing is to ask me to increase my load beyond what is possible for me to do, by definition. Learning equals load, practicing equals load, considering equals load, integrating equals load, collaborating equals load, adapting equals load, flexing equals load. If I am already at full load, I cannot do any of those things effectively. But to make a change, I must do all of them. And it doesn't matter that the eventual result will be a higher capacity, the ability to take on greater loads. That's the eventual result, not the immediate result. The immediate result of asking me to change what I'm doing is to increase my load, and something's got to give. Now, I do a lot of SAFE and Scrum rescue work, and I go to people, decent, thoughtful, caring people, I'm not trying to attack anybody here, EMs, SMs, POs, who want to introduce a change of some kind. And I tell them, first thing we got to do is slash our load. Of course, in most of these shops, the very reason they've called me is because they feel they're being unproductive, that their actual working load is coming in too low. And the first words out of my mouth, yeah, you've got too much load here. I tell them to slash their load by half every sprint until they go 3 sprints in a row where the team hits its mark. I kill off stretch stories. I get their overall sprint goal to have one sentence with no conjunctions, and I make them stop using the capacity calculator. Them. Boom, boom, boom. Me. Do you want change or not? Them. Boom, boom, boom. Do you want higher productivity or not? Here's what usually happens. If I get our load down well enough, now I don't always pull this off, not going to lie, but often enough I do. 1, change starts to happen. 2, productivity goes up. Let's move past the change effect into productivity. After all, the change equals load argument is actually pretty easy to grasp, but the productivity effect seems to surprise nearly everyone. I think it comes down to this. All the things we need to have to make changes turn out to be pretty much all the same things we need to be better at making software. Learning, practicing, considering, integrating, collaborating, adapting, and flexing, all of these are actually central to the act of making software well. And of course, there's another thing going on when we lighten the load. Well, we lighten our mood, too. And we have more data about the positive correlation between good mood and good productivity than we have about any other aspect of social science research. There's a side note here. Please don't believe that crap about setting targets so you hit and miss 50-50. This is a terrible idea. Why? Because people are people, not machines, and they win more often when they perceive themselves as winners. Anyway, that's the tip. If you want more change, lower the load. And oddly enough, for most of the teams I see in the field, if you want more productivity, lower the load. I'm G-Paw. Thanks for listening. G-Paw here. I wanted to let you know that we are having a series of classes called Leading Technical Change about once a month. What is it? It's a seminar. We just have 12 attendees, and we have 4 sessions, 2 hours each, and just one topic. Real change in the real world. Now, we do it, like I say, about once a month, so come check the site, gpawhill.org, and right across the top, you'll see a banner that advertises the current available dates. Check it out. sign up today. Let's get to real change in the real world together.